This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim, Baruch Shechianu Mekimanu Begiyanu Lazman Azah. We just finished Masechta Ksubos, now we're beginning Masechta Nedarim. I want to share with you just some interesting thoughts about Masechta Nedarim, some ideas that maybe you would not be familiar with. First of all, Masechta Nedarim does not have Rashi. Even though it says Rashi, there's a klal gadol that whenever something says Rashi, it's not Rashi, and whenever it doesn't say Rashi, it is Rashi. That's a rule in life in general. It's called false advertising. You know, whenever you need to advertise something, you know that it might not be real. So Nedarim is one of the few masechtas that it says Rashi, but it's not Rashi. In fact, in the kinnus, we say, who will be... In the kinnus for the Crusades, we say, who will interpret Nedarim for us? And the meaning of that is, because of the Crusades, so the Balei HaTosfos were killed out, and there was nobody to come and replace Rashi. So we have this Masechta, and it's very difficult to interpret. In fact, this is one of the few Masechtas that was not really learnt in the time of the Tekufas HaGaonim. It's brought in Psukos, Halachas Psukos from the Goinim Simon Kuf Chafbez, in the name of Rav Netarania, Rav Natshrunoi Goin, that they did not really have proficiency in the subject of Nedarim because this was not a topic that was really learned in the times of the Goinim. The Karban Nesanel, on the other hand, spent his whole life, he was Oisek Davka Masechta Nedarim, because he was once Makabal Be'is Tzara to learn Masechta Nedarim. It's interesting, Rav Baruch Ber said, and maybe we could explain this, that if they would allow him to choose his Gan Eden, in other words, Rav Baruch Ber said, if he could choose what Gan Eden would look like, he said it would look as follows. He would look for a good shtender, he would want a good shtender, because, you know, it's a long time, Gan Eden is a long time, he would want a good shtender, and he would want a Masechta Nedarim with the Ran. That's what Gan Eden would look like. First of all, second of all, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that if he wanted to experience a little hanas oylam hazeh, the only real hana that there is in oylam hazeh is learning Masechta Nedarim. So now we're about to see that learning Nedarim, it's not just it's not oylam haba, it's mamish oylam hazeh. It's like the highest level pleasure. So I want to share with you some interesting things about Masechta Nedarim. First of all, it's brought in the name of many Gedolim, including Reb Chaim Brisker, that the Iker Derech HaLimud, they derived from Masechta Nedarim. Derech HaLimud, they derived specifically from Masechta Nedarim. Reb Avram Mordechai Hirschberg would say that the following joke, that if you don't learn the Rush and the Ran, you can't really talk to the guy. Why? Because the first thing is you need a rush. You need a head. If you don't have a head, you know, you can't learn. But then, after you have a head, some people have a head, but it's very dark in their head. So they need the Ran. The Ran is oisiois ner. The Ran lights up the head. And this is what we're getting at. You ready for this? Comes Avnei Nezer, and Avnei Nezer said that by learning the Ran on Nedarim, it's mevatel amolek. Learning the Ran on Nedarim, we said there's no Rashi. Learning the Ran, now we have to explain, like, why is the Hashkacha, there's no Rashi on Nedarim. But the Ran on Nedarim is Mevatel Klipas Amalek. Why? So I'm going to tell you what is said in the name of the Avnei Nezer. Maybe by the end of this intro, we could give a different reason. The reason why it's Mevatel Klipas Amalek is because Amalek is crookedness. It's Akmimus. And the Ran is Svara Yeshara. So by learning the Ran, it's Mevatel, the crookedness of Amalek. Also, we have reports that the Divrei Chaim of Sanz was makbid to learn the Ran on Purim. Why? Because he said, by learning the Ran, you're Mekayim Mechias Amalek. Okay? By learning the Ran, you're Mekayim Mechias Amalek. And he explained, the Klipa of Amalek is a seichel, crooked mind, a crooked seichel. By learning the Ran, it straightens out your head. The svara of the Ran is svara yeshara, which fits in well with what we said, that the main derech halimud is derived from Masechta, from the Ran on Masechta Nedarim. So that's very interesting that somehow by learning the Ran, you're Mevatel Amalek. Why? Because Amalek is Akmimus Haroish, and Masechta Nedarim with the Ran, or the Ran is Seichel Hayashar. So maybe we could explain this a little bit more. You know, there's a mystical sefer on Shas called Maaser Rekeach. He points out that Masechta Nedarim has 11 prakim, and these 11 prakim, if you take the numerical value of the first letter of each perek, they will tally 399. Shin Tzadi Tes, 399. Now, what is the significance of this? Shin Tzadik Tes. Furthermore, you know, there's an idea that you're not allowed to make nedarim. Someone who makes a neder, the Gemara says that someone who makes a neder, it's like he built a bama, and someone who keeps the neder, it's like he was makriv on the bama. So, why would we name it nedarim? But there is one type of neder which is permitted, and that is neder be'eis tzara. And this was the neder of Yaakov Avinu. Even when David HaMelech made a neder, he was menader like Yaakov Avinu. He says, neder la'avir Yaakov. So the Maaser Rekeach says the 11 prakim of nedarim correspond to the 11 letters of Yaakov, David, Nidroi, which is really the source of nedarim. Now, how old was Yaakov Avinu when he was Mekayim his neder? He was 99 years old. He was 63 when he left his father's house. He spent 14 years in the Yeshiva Shema Ever till 77. 22 years on the road. He came back at age 99. So the Rosh HaTavos, the first 11 prakim of nedarim, is Shin Tzadites, which is Shnas Tzadites, the year, the 99th year of Yaakov Avinu. But here's the real whopper. When are we Matir Nedarim? Kol Nidre. It's interesting that Kol Nidre begins with the word Kol. There's a Kabbalistic idea. It's brought both in the Sefer Maaser Rekeach and in the Sefer Smichas Chachamim of Rav Naftali Katz, that the realm of Nedarim comes from the 50th Gate of Wisdom, the 50th Shar of Bina. Neder is oisiyos nun dar, that it resides in the 50th level of wisdom. Isn't that interesting? That of all inyanim and miksois in Torah, the inyan of neder is nun dar. It's dar in the 50th level of chachma. That's why Masechta Nedarim begins with the word koil. Koil kinoi nedarim. Why does it begin with the word koil? Koil is the shar nun. It teaches us that the realm of this wisdom emanates from the Shar Nun. That's why we're Matir Neder on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is from the world of Bina. Bina is the Shar Nun. So it occurred to me as follows. First of all, the Shar Nun is the ultimate level of wisdom. So maybe that's why Reb Baruch Ber would say that if he wanted to experience Olam Haba of all the Masechtas, he would learn Nedarim, because after all, Nedarim is the highest realm of wisdom. That's like the chachma that you're going to learn in the Masifta Durakiyah. So all the Gemaras, Reb Baruch Ber would pick Masechta Nedarim. Maybe that's why we don't have Rashi on Masechta Nedarim, because this is sort of a realm that's beyond us. You know, Rashi is able to explain to us the Memtes Sharei Chachma, but the Shar Nun is sort of off limits. By the way, I just want to share two things. Does anybody know which Masechta has the sugyus of Bikur Cholim? Bikur Cholim, Chole is Gematria 49. The Chole is lacking, says the Maaser Rekeach, from the Shar Nun. He's, so to speak, missing the Nun. So we want to heal him. So Rebbe was Masader in Yane Bikur Cholim. We'll see the whole sugya of Bikur Cholim is in Masechta Nedarim, because we're trying to, so to speak, restore to him from the Shar Nun. So, I want to share two possibilities of how, by learning the Ran in Nedarim, we're Mevatel Amalek. Number one, it's well known, Amalek is Gematria 240. Okay, 240, Amalek is 240. Now, when you want to one-up 240, Where do you have to go to? You know, we just had this at the end of Ksubis, remember? The Gemara said, well, Eretz Yisrael in its prime was like 490. So, I'm sorry, Eretz Yisrael not in its prime was 490. So the Gemara says, in its prime, it must have been 500. Because when you want to say that A is better than B, if B is 490, then A is at least 10 more, 500. Meaning, what's more than 490? You don't say 491. What's more than 490 is 500. So if you want to be Mevatel Amalek, Amalek is 240. So how are you Mevatel 240? You need the Ran. The Ran is 250. You know, that's how you Mevatel Amalek. You need the Ran on Adarim. But more than that. This is amazing. Everybody knows that Mitzrayim was Memtesh Aritama. However, there's an amazing teaching that even though Mitzrayim is Memtesh Shari Tuma, the Devei Chaim says there's one nation that's the 50th level of Tuma, and that is Amalek. The Devei Chaim writes at the end of Parshas Emor, Ukrisas Zera Amalek, Gamhu Neged HaKadusha, Koilel Kol Hanun Shari Tuma. That cutting off the descendants of Amalek is he stands against Kedusha. Amalek includes all Nun Shari Tuma. So, if there would be one Masechta that you could be used to overcome Klipas Amalek, it would have to be the one Masechta that's on the Sharnun. What Masechta is on the Sharnun? The Masechta that's on the Sharnun is like the Maaser Rekeach says, like the Smichas Chachamim says, Nun Dar, Neder, Nun Dar. So maybe Masechta Nedarim is Misgaber over Amalek, because all the other Masechtas perhaps are not on the Sharnun, but we need Nundar to overcome Klipas Amalek. Okay, so that's your mystical introduction to Masechta Nedarim, and that will be probably the last mysticism you're going to hear. But now we're going to get into really what Reb Chaim says is Mamish the Seichel Hayashar of Shas. So here we go. If I could also ask everybody, unless you have very extenuating circumstances, kindly turn on your video. It's much better for the Magid Shir and for the entire Olam that people should see that people actually are in participation. So if you're able to do that, we'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Here we go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.